I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Sunday morning. It is 1:17 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you till 5 a.m. We got Sus on the other side of the glass. We got Jack Stern on the updates. And you, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. You could always hit me up on social media at the Hoff WFAN. And we had a lot of chaos this week, a lot of craziness, a lot of big games. The Knicks won, the Rangers won, some upsets in March Madness. But the biggest game from yesterday, the biggest sporting event for the weekend, was USA Venezuela. That was the biggest, most exciting game of the weekend, no questions asked. And if you are one of those people that cannot believe that Major League ball players are playing in this WBC and are upset that Edwin Diaz got hurt and hell, Jose Altuve may be out for a few weeks too because with a broken thumb it looks like maybe. You know what? Then you just don't enjoy the pure sense of the sport of baseball. Because this week has been so much fun with the World Baseball Classic. Whether it was Puerto Rico, Mexico, even though Mexico with the upset, Venezuela looked like they were maybe going to have their own upset as well. Italy, you know, didn't really have a chance versus Japan. But the point is this World Baseball Classic has brought new attention to baseball. Good attention to baseball. Attention that most people who don't like the sport of baseball and don't care for baseball but like to support their countries are locked in on. And to watch the game, to watch USA almost, you know, Daniel Bard had blew up, had a terrible outing, couldn't get an out, broke Jose Altuve's finger. They lost the lead. It's the eighth inning. Things start to unravel for Venezuela. And Trey Turner, first of all, Pete Alonso with a clutch hit. Got to throw that in there. Pinch hit. And then Trey Turner with bases loaded. Grand slam home run to make it 9-7. That's the final score. It was, in my household, that was like the World Series. That was up there like it was the World freaking Series. And all I've heard all week was, oh, Edwin Diaz's injury. You know, how could you let Major League ball players play in this tournament? Because there's a whole regular season to go on. Yeah, well, that's the risk of anything. They play winter ball, some of these guys. They go, I mean, look at Xavier McKinney in football. On a bye week, he went on an ATV and got hurt, broke his hand. Like, things happen in life. You can't be scared that someone's going to get hurt. It was a freak accident for Edwin Diaz. Jose Altuve, that could have happened in spring training, that a pitcher loses control of a baseball and hits him. It happens. It's sports. It's not scripted, even though some people joke about it. Sports are not scripted. So when you look at the importance of these games, if you see The reaction, that crowd in Miami has never been more packed. I mean, for Marlins games, people will show up. But this thing has been packed to the brim. And the fans are going nuts, and the players are buying into it and are locked in. So for anybody out there that thinks the World Baseball Classic is a joke, that cannot believe that the players are allowed to go out there. Steve Cohen was out there to watch the Japanese play. He was out there at the Tokyo Dome. You know? Like, there are people that care about growing the game. You know, baseball, Major League Baseball just went out and changed, or maybe not even changed because they actually kept, they brought the real rules in. I listened to Susan Waldman today. All of these rules that were in play or with the pitch clock and whatnot, they've been in the game since like 1913. They're just making them official now because people forgot to keep track of it with the time and how quick to throw the ball. But baseball has tried to find a way to connect to new audiences. MLB made sure to change all these rules and update all these rules so that you can have a little bit more excitement watching a game. That you can feel a bit more locked in. It's not boring to you anymore. And another way to do that is to have this World Baseball Classic. Listen, a lot of people can't stand soccer. A lot of people are not soccer fans, right? World Cup comes around, everybody's sitting there supporting their flag, supporting their teams, and that's it for 4 years. But in those moments, maybe they do find some more fans. Like, my kids were locked into the World Cup, and now all of a sudden they want to go see NYCFC. Why? I can't stand it. I don't really want to go. But you know what? I'll take them. Because they're excited about the game. They want to play soccer now. They want to go to a game. Screw it, whatever. Tickets are actually reasonable. So, if you think that this World Baseball Classic is bad for baseball, then you just don't like baseball. That's what it comes down to. But this is a great tournament. It was the best game of the weekend. I know there were tons of upsets and in your brackets, but if you watch that game, if you watch the excitement, if you watch Trey Turner with the Grand Slam home run, round the bases, that stadium rocking in Miami, then you would understand why the World Baseball Classic is so good and so important for baseball.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.